coming to you live and direct from my subterranean lair. My name is Ra, and I'm here to awaken dormant particles that are spiraling inside your DNA. So come with me as we go further down the mystical spiral of life. It's Spiral Radio, where each and every week we unveil the different shades of you and the different shades of me until we all vibrate the same frequency. Thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. I have another amazing, beautiful guest lined up for you. Her name is Michelle Walling. You can find her at many websites, which she'll tell you here. I got a few of them. I got michellewalling.com, cosmicstarseeds.com. I know there's a few others, like exitingthematrix.com or something like that. She's just full of a lot of amazing information, and she's a beautiful spirit and full of energy and life, and I just can't wait to, you know, get her interesting aspect of certain things that she's done in life and certain information that she has to bring to the table. So I want to welcome to Spiral Radio, Michelle Walling. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, Ra. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited about sharing information tonight. It's my life's purpose.
Yes. And, you know, I feel that it's mine as well. And, you know, I'm sure that we've both had interesting pasts that led us here and that we had lived a few lifetimes in our life already. You know, and, you know, this, I feel that, like, within our bodies, this living generation that we have, the little bits of matter and energy that are passed on from our ancestors are all replicated in our DNA and everything inside of us. And then awakening these past abilities and all these things that are inside us, these dormant particles of information. Light is information, right? So I think that it's all of us, it's time to awaken this information inside of us and help us transition to this new earth that's arising.
Yes, and you said something very interesting, kicking this off, about your ancestors. You know, I had a great aunt that I only met once or twice in my life, and I went to Phoenix, Arizona with my mom on a long road trip to help her move into a place where she was, you know, going to be transitioning, like a care home. And I saw her this one time, and she ended up passing. And she had my uncle found an address book, and the only name in that address book was mine. And I only met this lady twice. And the message I got about that weird instance, my name, Michelle Walling, in the W's, nobody else in there, and she didn't even have my phone number in there. But the message I got is that I am here to clear a lot of my ancestral DNA programming, and when I do it in this lifetime, it goes all the way back up my family tree, and they've been waiting for me.
That's amazing. I feel that as well. And, you know, it's interesting because, like, I don't do this with a lot of guests, because some guests I'm friends with when I have them on. But, you know, I wasn't too familiar with you outside of, you know, your professional life. I know some about your professional life, but I wasn't too familiar with you personally. So beforehand, I just kind of concentrated on you for a minute, and things started to come to me. And like I said, I saw this huge wall of water coming over us and like the situation that we were in right now. And like, I was like, wow, is this something that she experienced in a past life or something that affected her in this life? And then I saw, like, I don't know if it was like from medieval times or something, but like riding on a horse with like fires burning and like something. So you have some interesting past lives that I just caught a glimpse of as well. And I feel that's all being awakened now. And that most of us that are reconnecting now made these agreements in these prior incarnations to be here now during this time as we transition to this new earth.
Yes, I think we are running across our soul family. I did have a lifetime, many lifetimes in the Templar.
Oh my God, that's it.
Templar.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I actually have a connection to the founders of the Templars. I also was a priestess at the Temple of Rejuvenation in Atlantis and probably went down with Atlantis. I'm not sure if I was able to have the knowledge beforehand to go to Egypt and southern France and the different places, I think I probably just went down with my family because I loved them so much. And then I also was an Essene at Qumran, and I was writing multiple copies of scrolls for one of my lifetimes, really small, tiny scrolls. I remember when I was in high school, I had a problem memorizing. And I used to write cheat sheets. I used to write these small, tiny little pieces of cheat sheets with keywords and put it under my hand and kind of lift my hand up.
Yeah.
So I remember that when I found out about writing scrolls at Qumran, that was the first thing that came to me of how I could write so small and write so precise where I could read it. So everything we do in our lifetime is tied to something else. But I've only been on a horse one time. I think I had my share of riding on horses.
I agree. You know, and I caught a little glimpse, so I could tell you that most likely that you're 100% right on with what you said from what I viewed in that split section. That's pretty interesting. And I think, like, in order to stop this, like, terrible trickery that's upon us and what's dormant inside of us, we've been deceived in a way on this planet, in this physical plane. And I think that the only way we can unlock our inherited genes is by learning how to feel as a person, like feel emotions and feel sympathy and feel what the earth and everybody is going through. And actually, that's the true way to unlock it, is by love in your heart chakra and in your true being, is to have love and compassion. And I feel like that's what a lot of people are missing nowadays. And until you can actually put yourself in other people's shoes and feel, then you won't be able to unlock your true inheritance.
Our emotional body is actually one of the most valuable things we have as a human, to be able to transmute emotions. And in order for these stuck energies that are stuck in our DNA from our ancestors and from our past lives and even from our future lives, it's like, well, what do we do? Well, you can have past life regression, QHHT, you can meditate, you can do a lot of things, but really how it works is living your life. Things come up in your life and you're like, oh man, that's coming up again. And just because you know, maybe you buried it and you didn't want to feel. And that's, you know, a lot of people like myself, being a starseed, when I was younger, I drank a lot of alcohol and smoked a lot of pot in high school tried to, you know, tried to bury my emotions and not have to feel. And why was this world so harsh? I didn't want to be here, didn't feel like I fit in, I was different, and, you know, I got over that that part of it just recently. I think probably when I was 40, when I had my my awakening, I realized that focusing on those emotions and working through it would keep them from coming up all over again. It was like Groundhog Day most of my life.
I can relate to that. It's interesting. And, you know, I feel that not only are we here to unlock, you know, our ancestors and everything that's within our DNA, but we're also here to spiritually evolve. And those who are just closed off and not really working on their true energy bodies and who they are, and all that, because I feel we have like five bodies to us. We have like our aura, our astral, our spirit, our soul, and our material body. And the soul keeps them all enclosed in us. And until we can learn how to like have them all bleed through and interact with each other and learn how to grow with the society and the earth, then we're truly going to be like with amnesia. And I feel that a lot of us are walking around with this amnesia in a way, like we have a veil over our consciousness. And it was probably through religions and media and a combination of all different things, but one way or another we have a veil. Most of us have a veil over us. And until they really, it's a shame, because most people have to have their back up against the wall to change spiritually. You know, it usually has to go through some life crisis or something like this to have that happen. And I'm wondering if this is what happened with you. Did you sort of like live a life that you felt empty and you couldn't understand what your true path was, and then you sort of had your like back to a wall, and it was you went down this way?
Yeah, it was actually two parts to that. The first part was being undercover and being born, choosing a family where I would be immersed in the music industry and in a lot of drugs, rock and roll, blues, loud music, rock and roll, you know. So I went undercover and I blended in, and I was bringing light to some of the deepest, darkest parts of this matrix. But the second part is, when we're born into this frequency. This matrix has a frequency that keeps all of the bodies that you talked about. If you can imagine, they're like they're just like each one of them has an aura, and all those bodies have to be aligned in order for you to be centered and grounded.
Yes.
And everything is completely out of alignment when you're not, when you have no idea what it means to go out and put your feet on the grass and spend time with yourself and go within and actually just give yourself some time outside of this box that we live in. You know, we live in squares and, we drive metal tin cars, you know, and we have all these frequencies around us. And even, you know, when I was a child, we had more than three TVs, and people have a TV in the bathroom now, so you can, you know, take a bath and watch TV and not miss your favorite show.
Yeah, so, and not only that are they having TVs in the bathroom, but while they're watching TV in their bathroom, they're also looking on their phones and YouTube at the same time, right?
You know, yeah. I was one of those. I had a TV in the bathroom and a big tub and everything, but I did have a time in my life where I hit what I think people call dark night of the soul. I had everything that I could ever want. I worked really hard, climbed the corporate ladder, and found myself unable to satisfy myself. Yeah. No amount of money, I had any kind of, I tried every food I wanted, any kind of alcohol I ever wanted, flew around the world, and then realized, you know, I still can't be happy, and why? And then that's when you start hitting that wall, things start happening when it's your time, your soul prompts you and starts, there's your spirit guides, your guidance team, your higher self, they all start sending you clues and you kind of start falling down those rabbit holes.
Yes. And for those just joining us, we are with Michelle Walling, and you can find Michelle at cosmicstarseeds.com and michellewalling.com. And Michelle is a holistic life coach and a radio host, a DNA activator, and so much more. So Michelle, you know, I'm wondering if this ancestor, you know, vibration, basically, in a way that we basically have to look for that kind of vibration and let it unlock inside us and reveal the different layers of time that's inside of us and all these different timelines and past lives that are all basically running simultaneously with us. And sort of like we're in a time now where things are bleeding through. And, you know, like you said, it's connecting to our higher self. And I'm wondering if this also is why you, because I looked a little bit about the In5D site of Mr. Prescott, who's your partner. And I saw how you guys both live in Sarasota. And I'm wondering if you going down to these white sands that's like 99% quartz crystal, is that sort of like making you remember past lives and activating certain things inside you, being in that environment and the salt water and that surrounding? Is it like bringing you back to home in a way?
It's interesting that you ask that, because I really... personally, you know, some people are having these activations of really remembering solidly their past lives. And I am not sure if I chose not to, so I would not become distracted. And I deal with past life energies a different way. They pretty much just show up in my reality, in my matrix, like a play. And I work through them and take the highest and best road and the highest and best outcome, and that changes the energy of what's happening in the future and in the past, because I'm living it in the now. And you get many chances to do this. You know, you can react one way and it will still come up. And when you react that different way, and you don't react out of fear, it shifts everything. And so I think I'm reliving past lives by things coming up in my reality where I learned to be responsible for my thoughts and actions and everything. And also, I met Greg in 2013 on the white sands of the beach at a conference that he had. And I was instantly drawn to come back to Sarasota. Yes, the negative ions from the water, number one, are very, very healing. And also the salt water is immensely healing for your energy field. And the sand really does ground you to Mother Earth. And I believe that this area was a part of Atlantis. And also there is a stargate off of the shores of Siesta Key Beach. And it's a stargate that I had a lot of past life connection to. So all of those things drew me here to Sarasota. When we do have conferences here, like I have one coming up October 6th and 7th, I have a radio show called The Cosmic Awakening Show, and that information about that particular conference is on cosmicawakeningshow.com with my friend Candace Kral Goldman. We always sell out here in Siesta Key because there's a draw to this area of Sarasota, this remembrance of Atlantis and healing, you know, healing those past lives just by being here.
That's interesting you say that. I'm wondering, too, do you think Atlantis fell because of technology just got, it's like sort of like it started to interweave with their DNA, sort of like an artificial intelligence that kind of like entwined with their DNA somehow, and like society just got taken over by technology and ended up creating natural disasters and things like this?
I think you're right on target. I believe that what's wrong with this matrix is that there, when you create a universe, you can use artificial intelligence just like we use computers to help us run things. This matrix is supposed to be something that you can insert yourself into and have a reality, have an experience. And I think that this artificial intelligence actually got a mind of its own because the garden wasn't tended. It was left alone. It wasn't checked up on. And I think that there were also probably some other beings from another universe that came in as well and did some timeline manipulations to go back and give this artificial intelligence kind of a glitch to where it consumes things rather than be connected to source. And I think in Atlantis, you know, the dark beings that changed things in Atlantis were simply just implanted and mind controlled and tuned in frequency wise to this this other artificial intelligence overlay, and so that's how things fell. I think that right now, if you were to take a Draco, a reptilian, any of the dark beings, any of the Illuminati bankers, if you were just to be able to change their frequency, take their implants out and make them aware that disembodied entities can step into them, basically give them a good clearing, you'd have nice, wonderful, benevolent beings.
I agree. I feel it is sort of like maybe they also have like a legion of demons inside of them somehow, these entities and implants, like you say, that get attached to them in a way. And, you know, I feel that you're right on the money with what you said, because it lines up to certain visions and certain research that I've done, where I've been putting the little pieces of the puzzle when I catch little glimpses of certain things. And I feel that ancient scriptures, such as even the Bible, is kind of explaining what's been going on. And it's been a war over DNA, a war over genetics. And I feel that certain entities like the Draco or Anunnaki or reptilians, whatever you want to label these beings. They chased certain other beings and over the galaxy and through the cosmos over their genetic material. And somehow they ended up here on Gaia. And they established these Lyrians and Nordics, Aryans, all these different beings established Agartha or Inner Earth, this tube within the Earth that has time gates and alternate timelines and sort of like a defense mechanism to keep away from them and a place to travel instantly to other dimensions and timelines. And they're in within the Earth. And I even think that's, you know, it's sort of like a way to go through alternate dimensions and timelines. And as well, they are masters of genetic manipulation and all of these technologies that seem like magic to us when we see it. And that this new Earth now is arising and that certain technologies are coming forth, such as crop circles, which I feel are like a sigil for the Earth. You know, these technologies that are helping the Earth heal. Because I think when we see certain crop circles, Michelle, it activates certain things in our DNA and it awakens certain things and the collective consciousness of everybody, it awakens somehow and it helps the Earth to heal or transition. And I'm wondering what you feel on that, if you think I'm right. I know Patty Greer agreed with me when I say that. She just says it in her own way. But I feel that it is sort of like a technology for Gaia, you know, to awaken things within us, these sacred geometries that we see in crop circles.
Well, I do feel like this is a war over DNA. It's a war over the human body because of the ability of a human to connect straight to source energy.
Yes.
And that they can if they can program and control the body and make us forget who we are, they can make us, we're creating our own reality. So they can make us create a reality that's in a lower vibrational frequency, very dense, so they can feed off of our energies and emotions. And because they aren't connected to source energy. And Earth is very valuable because of its location and because it can host humans who can connect to source. You connect to source by connecting to Earth, to the planet, and the planet's connected to source. So also there's, you know, human trafficking off planet. So for sex slaves, for DNA to try to replicate bodies for armies and to, you know, to run, to fly spaceships and for all kinds of things. So there's a war over a lot of things right now. And the Stargates as well, the human body that we have has the capability when you go into your heart and you implode your system, you can, when you go within, you can literally create a light body that has the codes to go through many of the stargates that the darker beings that are controlling us don't have.
Yes.
So what they think they can do is jump into you and ride you when you go, and that's not going to be the case.
Yeah. This is actually what they call them in Kabbalah the Tacutonum, these lower astral entities that cling onto us so they can try to piggyback us in the other realms, in the physical realm and in the higher realms, because we're this interesting creation where we're this beautiful being that can travel without technology now through our consciousness in the higher and the lower realms. And like you said, we are connected to the source. We have this divine spark inside of us. And these beings, these lower astral entities, I feel they like cling to us, you know, and to piggyback us in a way.
Yeah, and to steal our energy. Yeah. And they're not interested in happiness and joy.
Like a vampiric consumption, yeah.
Yeah, they only feed off of the negativity. As far as the crop circles go, I want to say that the crop circles are messages and vibrational frequencies that do extend into the earth to maybe balance or help the energy, but something came up today that I'm just not really sure who's making the crop circles and if they are in the best interest. I'm just really not sure. I want to say yes. I want to say yes. Well, there's an instance that came up where I was asking a friend of mine, do you think that the Zetas could be creating some of the crop circles? And there was a huge yes on that. So that just shocked the heck out of me. I was like, wow. But I don't know. I mean, that's not something that I looked into. This just came up today.
Well, now that you say that, I feel that maybe they know, these beings know that crop circles and sacred symbols or sigils or geometries, whatever you want to say that they are, maybe they know that they activate something within us and that they're putting false ones there to misguide us and throw us off our course.
Some of them could be. So it could be both. It could be the benevolence and the malevolence as part of the matrix frequency system. Well, if the good ones put a good crop circle there, there could be the Zetas putting one to offset it. I'm not sure yet, but it's something to think about. But you know what? Let's talk about how it doesn't matter.
It's true.
It doesn't matter, because as a holistic life coach, what I try to help people realize is that you can research so many things and get down so many rabbit holes.
Drive you nuts.
You can literally, in one day, you can read a whole something that says one thing, and you can find something on the internet that will directly counteract what you just read. And the whole idea is to keep you distracted and confused. The most important thing that you can do right now is to work on yourself in being centered, which means bringing all of your bodies into alignment and being able to directly connect with Source and be grounded and try your very best to be responsible for your thoughts and actions and how you create your reality. And when you start doing this, you start seeing shifts in your reality. You literally shift away from the negativity, and you can find yourself, if you're off-centered and not grounded, you can find yourself shifting right back into that field. And then you start to learn how you are literally creating this. So you're co-creating, but you're also creating your own version of it. So it's like, what do you want to experience? Do you want to experience the good stuff and be excited and move forward, or do you want to be stuck? And there becomes a point in the work that you do as you begin to command and master this that you are not able to be touched by the by the dark forces, because you literally vibrate out of their frequency.
Yeah, no, I totally right on with what you're saying, Michelle, and I feel like this was the perfect time to have you on, you know, and this is like the time is now for us all. Don't put anything off. I know as humans, a lot of us like to procrastinate with things and put it off to the last minute, but when it comes to communicating with your higher self and being in line with your body, do not put this off, people. Listen to what Michelle, myself, and others are saying, and you got to work on yourself. Don't worry about what other things, because people like to, and even with us, you know, even I'm a researcher as well, and I, you know, I'm in the field as well, and people, I see people, they'll hear one thing that resonates with someone, and then they're all in with that person. They'll believe that person till the end of time sometimes, you know, with everything they say. But you can't do that, people. You, even if what you hear, some things I say, if it resonates with you, I'm not saying believe what we're saying. I'm saying do your own research. Let it intrigue you to go out and do your own work and see what helps you, you know, heal with yourself and what really makes you feel good. Going down these rabbit holes of conspiracies and all these different things, it's only going to make you sicker. You know, it's only going to make you more complex as a person. And we're going to take our break, Michelle. For those of us just joining us, we are with the great Michelle Walling, the one and only, and you can find her at michellewalling.com. You can find her at cosmicstarseeds.com, and she is a holistic life coach, a radio host. She's a DNA activator, and she is just a great person to talk to and help you awaken what you have always had there, always. You just had to get a little push in the right direction. So please contact Michelle privately if you're interested in what we're talking about. The name of the song coming up is Patagonia by Far Radio Clouds. And we'll be right back after this and Spiral Out. Thank you.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
And we are back. That was called Patagonia by Far Radio Clouds. And we are with Michelle Walling from michellewalling.com and cosmicstarseeds.com. What other website do you have, Michelle? I know you have a few.
Yeah, I have a website called howtoexitthematrix.com where we talk about the nature of our reality and how, you know, we are creating our own reality. And also the starchildren.net, which is support for star kids and their family, trying to understand how they can best support the children who are being born with more than three strands of DNA activated, perhaps not even any veil over their eyes, being able to remember their past and future lives and exactly why they're here, which is to hold unconditional love and bring in the light and ground it so that we can shift our reality to a new earth.
That's amazing. And I'm so glad you do all this work, Michelle. Without people like you, I mean, people would really be in the dark even worse. And, you know, now that there's this new earth rising, and I feel that between maybe 1987 and 2012, this new earth was coming. And it ended in like 2012 was where it's kind of like, now it's here and we're ushering it in, you know. And I feel that Barbara Marcinak, in a lot of her work, she explained it really well in some of her older. I'm not familiar with her new stuff, but I have some of her older books that resonated with me, like Bringers of the Dawn and The Earth book. And, you know,
those
now
are my Bibles.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we yeah, those two old, I even have The Family of Light, that book. I have a few of her books, but I haven't got anything recent. But yeah, those books like changed my life when I first read them. And you know, normally the heartbeat of the earth travels at like 7.83 hertz or whatever it is, right? And now, since like 2012, the heartbeat of the earth has been rising, Michelle, rising to where it's going up to 100 hertz at times, you know, and maybe traveling normally at 30, 36 to 40, and it's like the heartbat is speeding up of our earth. Gaia's heartbat is speeding up, and people are feeling it. You know, people are being depressed and not having insomnia and these things like that, and I feel it's from the earth's heartbeat rising. I'm wondering if this is something you're familiar with and what you can comment on that.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about the hertz of the earth rising that high, because it would seem to me that we would be like shifting off the earth immediately. I mean, or that, you know, we wouldn't be able to handle it, but I don't know. It's kind of hard. There's only like this one Russian site that where you can really follow that, and you got to wonder if these. I don't know. I just really don't have the answer about the hertz and actually what the hertz.
I don't think
is.
Any of us do.
Yeah, I don't have that answer. But what I do know is that we are in alignment with the galactic core, and in 2012. We made, you know, when you play those video games where you're like driving and you hit this halfway point, and if you crashed too many times before you got there, you know, you don't get to continue. It's like a checkpoint.
Yeah.
And it was a checkpoint. We made another massive checkpoint to move forward, to be able to clear our bodies and be able to handle the frequencies of that are coming in. As we kind of pass through the photon belt, we receive energies from the great central sun, and we're also receiving energies from our higher selves that may be in ships that are, you know, trying to do everything they can without causing our bodies to spontaneously burst into flames, trying to help us raise our frequency so that we can tune into more of our multidimensional selves, which is our natural state.
Yeah, I mean, they call it, what, the Schumann resonance, right? And mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if yeah, I don't really, none of us can really say what's going on with it. And I know it's supposed to measure the electromagnetic resonance that's from like lightning discharges in the ionosphere, you know, and I know that there's been more lightning everywhere on the Earth as well. So, I mean, who knows? But, you know, the Mayans used to talk about how everything, or they talk about how everything exists within a giant macro spiral that arises right next to the Pleiades. And the soul spiral contains everything that has a material form. And what they call the teos, or the universe. And anything without an existence, essence, you know, exists outside of this spiral. Anything without this essence, this you know, so I feel that these things that are existing outside of the spiral of life, of the essence, you know, are truly can't affect us anymore. And we're going to be moving on to this new Earth regardless. When you say that it doesn't matter, I feel you're right on the money, because what all that doesn't matter. I feel that, you know, this new frequency, if you want to call it that, that's coming, that we're awakening now to help transition this. And maybe the Earth is sort of moving and evolving in a way with it. But at the same time, the people that are feeling restless and having insomnia, maybe that's because somewhere in their soul bodies, or, you know, their even the connection of their three selves, which I want to get into, how we have, you know, our lower, our middle, and our higher self. Maybe there's something off within them that is suggesting them to go down their spiritual path and to explore their true purpose on this planet. Because I feel like even we're so powerful, Michelle, that we can probably even change our blood and our health through thought, you know. And people don't even realize this, that we can even, you know, heal ourselves through thought and through willing it. And we've been suppressed, and people have kept us down from our true abilities, and we're this amazing creature.
Yes, these energies definitely do shake things up to try to awaken people out of the sleep. You know, our waking life is really more of a dream than our dream life is more of the reality.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe the 7.83 hertz was us in sleep mode. You know, like sleep, like that movie, yeah. They Live, you know, like they're broken, yeah. Sleep. And now the Earth is kind of speeding up, and maybe it's awakening us.
Yeah. But I do know that when you raise your vibrational frequency, your atoms are moving back and forth a lot faster. And eventually, you know, eventually you would burst into a light body. And I think that's what we are. Earth. We are the energy of Earth. When we incarnate here, we have to get, we have an agreement with Earth.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not here by accident. None of us are here by mistake. I agree.
Yeah. And so as we shift, Earth shifts. As Earth shifts, we shift. So if we can help the Earth shift, and when she shifts, she can help the other beings who aren't doing their spiritual work but are in the vibration of love. Let's even say that somebody's really religious. That's okay, as long as they're in their heart, and as long as they're good people, and as long as they're responsible for their thoughts and actions. There's a lot of really nice religious people who've created wonderful, loving families and lives, and they're just, you know, kind of oblivious to what's happening. But, you know, even the non-religious people who don't even go down a spiritual path, as long as you're, I think the majority of people on the Earth that are real people are good people. You have to keep in mind there's also humans on the Earth that do not have a spirit in them. They are souled, which means that the body can be activated by an energy field, by a computer field, but they don't have a spirit. They're what Dolores Cannon called the background people. Huh. Then there's also humans on the planet who are copies. They're just androids. So there's also humans on the planet that are extraterrestrials in disguise as a human body. So as the frequency rises, what will happen by lifting the veil is, I think one thing that's going to change our reality and get more people's attention is the fact that they're going to be able to see, like in the movie They Live. One day we're probably going to be able to figure out that some people literally are just like their circuits are frying. you know, they're not connected, they're not grounded, they're not connected to source, they're not grounded, their bodies aren't going to be able to handle this energy. And a lot of the dark beings on the planet were told a while back, you have a choice. You can go back to source now, or you can change over to the light and operate from the heart, or you can basically just leave. Yeah. And so a lot of them have left, and a lot of them have decided to change over to heart-based being. And so I just want to throw out a question to everybody. You know, if we were able to remove implants and then heal some other beings, this isn't just happening on Earth. When we go through this and we do this on Earth, you know, perhaps there's other beings out there that want to have their implants removed and, you know, get out of this mind control. Would you be able to forgive these beings for what they've done? And think about all the things in your life before, you know, maybe if you were not such a nice person before, and then you connected with your higher self and you started downloading more of your source energy and you woke up and you became this, you know, this heart-based person, you know, forgive yourself for things that you've done in your lifetime and in other lifetimes. And, you know, this high vibration of forgiveness and unconditional love is what's actually going to change this whole solar system and galaxy and the universe, because, you know, we've really gotten to a really low frequency that's affected the whole universe. So I think I got off topic, but I really wanted to get that in. And, you know, my partner, Greg Prescott, at n5d.com, I've written a lot of articles for n5d over the years. There's a lot of information. He's got this huge database for people who are looking for information, just like we're talking about today. You know, he's worked for about 9 years on this website. So I just want to give that little plug as well, because it's a plethora of information about this. But, you know, we all have to research a little bit to be able to come to our own conclusions and our own truth. And that's when, you know, you find the truth, you just have to just let it go and focus on the job that you're here to do.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, you mentioned, like, the light and follow, and people always say, like, to follow the light. And it's like, you know, everything that lives has energy, and everything that exists has, a frequency, right, and a vibration. Even, like, a raindrop falling, it vibrates, you know, and it has, like, a frequency and a vibration. But, you know, what difference of the living things, the different thing that makes us different is a person's energy or vibration. And, of course, like, our vibration would be faster than that raindrop, for example, but we both have energy. And, you know, how people say follow the light, you know, well, you know, the Mayans, for instance, they would say, like, darkness is not such that it's negative. However, like, it's to follow the light. They don't mean to follow behind it, but to go ahead of the light, like, to move forward and exceed the speed of light.
Faster than the speed of light.
You know, light and dark are merely a part of a facet of reality. And, you know, one's connection with reality is no longer linear. You know, it's like you can move. And if we're able to manipulate that light, that means that we're able to shatter the constraints inside our spirit and consciousness and go beyond it. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely. Well, we're time travelers. Time is an illusion. Time is a created construct to be able to go on vacation on planet Earth. But planet Earth got, you know, turned into a prison planet. People came here and got trapped.
Yes, this physical realm, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So as far as, you know, like, I know for myself and, like, for Greg, for instance, we're time travelers. You know, we inserted ourselves back in here. But, gosh, I think we've done this actually a couple of times.
I agree.
And we've done this before, and we're just trying to tweak the outcome. But this is the last time, and we're trying to raise the collective consciousness enough with information and with vibration of truth and love, forgiveness, compassion, so that we can help those who are really good, who choose love, to choose to be heart based and choose to connect back to their remember that they are an aspect of Source and expand that connection to move out of this reality.
Yes, and we're these star soldiers, basically. You know, we're cleansing the collective consciousness of our communities. And that's like what my family line is from Italy. They were actually called the Benendante, where our souls would leave our body, and in dream time, we would basically go to battles to protect people trying to steal the abundance of Gaia and hurt the crops and hurt everything on the physical plane, which we battle on the astral plane or in dream time, our spirit time, to defend the physical realm, because everything is like a domino effect. So if certain things get shattered on the physical, on the material, I mean the spirit plane, then it will affect our physical realm. And I, like you said when we were talking prior to the show, you do most of your work in dream time, and I feel that's what we are doing. We are these star soldiers standing on the front line in spirit form, defending our spiritual evolution as a species.
Absolutely. And before you asked me to come on the show, I kind of checked out some of your prior guests. And, you know, I just want to relate to the audience out there. You know, I don't have a lot of special abilities. I have strong intuition. I don't have a lot of past life recall. I haven't met ETs directly. I chose to try to be as human as possible and do undercover work in my dream time and be a communicator and share codes through my voice. And if I had too much information, my mind could be read. And so I know the answers, but right now I'm not able to completely access it, because I believe there have been many plans of ascension. Plan A was scrapped. Yeah. Plan B was scrapped. And we keep moving rapidly towards plans, you know, C or D. And, you know, plan A might have been scrapped because there was too much low frequency. You know, the dark did a really good job. They did a really good number. So we go to plan B, and that was like, you know, second best. But then plan C came along because we were doing such a good job that we decided to wait rather than, you know, do an emergency evacuation or something like that. We decided to wait. Plan D came along because we were doing a really, really good job. It's like more people started waking up and holding the light, and we're trying to get as many people as possible to be able to, some people don't even realize their bodies are turning into crystalline. They're morphing and shifting so that they can stay on the planet and be able to take in more light and not basically explode. Yeah. And make it easier on their conscious. You know, not everybody needs to know exactly what's happening. That's why you have a hard time sometimes telling friends or your family what's happening. Some people just don't need to know. They just need to be good people and be loving.
Yeah, and believe me, even though you like brought up the other guests, I think that you're one of my favorite guests almost. You know, in my 51 shows, you've been one of the most, my favorite conversations. You know, I have a few of them, but, you know, so I wouldn't have had you on to begin with, Michelle, if I didn't think your message was pertinent to our survival as a species and for everyone in the world to hear. You know, so I really feel that you're right on point with certain things that you're saying, and it really resonates with me, and you're probably right where you're supposed to be. You know, maybe
absolutely. Thank you. But I just want people to, I just want to bring it down on a real level where people can they wonder, you know, since I'm a coach, I talk to so many people, they wonder, well, how come I can't see? How come I can't have visions? Now, Raw, I know that you're very tuned in, because what I do is I take notes here on what I want to make sure that I talk about next. And I would literally write a word like higher self and you would just say it. So it's like, you know, we're really tuned in right now. And these are the ability. Everyone's got different abilities. So you've got your abilities. I've got my ability to disseminate information in a way that people can understand it, give them support, and give them codes that's going to help relax or unwind their DNA if they so choose to take it in. It's not like I can do that for them. But by holding space for them and providing truth, a truth vibration, and truly caring from my heart, it allows their DNA to unravel in a way to start being able to take in light and turn them into crystalline beings.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. And yes, we are very tuned in. I felt it from a few minutes before we started the show. And, you know, I got to have you back on sometime, too, because we only have 5 minutes to that we can talk more about communicating with the higher self and stuff. We had a few questions in the chat room.
Yeah.
One that came up was just now that said, if you could ask Michelle if aquamarine comes across as significant in Atlantis.
That's awesome. Whoever asked that question, everyone has a book of life, and they have a certain color and some symbols to where source can, it just marks who they are and all of their experiences. And my book of life is aquamarine colored with gold sparklies in it. Whoa. So I do believe that that would be tied to a lot of my soul group has that, and that is tied to being a healer in Atlantis, being able to use sound, color, frequency, light to help keep people from aging with through certain rituals, which things are different now. I mean, we're going to be able to do that to ourselves and not have, you know, some priestess be able to do it for us. But yeah, I think aquamarine is definitely tied to Atlantis, and that's my personal reason why, because my book of life is aquamarine.
Wow, when you said that too, when you were mentioning the colors, I saw like a huge curtain of that color swaying with those sparkly golds inside the curtain. And like, I think too that Mount Kailash in Tibet is something, some kind of technology there where the aging process is slowed down for some people as well. And that's an interesting topic if you ever wanted to go into that with ancient Tibet and Mount Kailash. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it, like it does that, have that's the like strong.
That's almost like a machine, that mountain, I feel like. Like it's some kind of like time machine or something.
I think there's a huge stargate there. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it has a big significance for sure. I have a friend of mine who's working with Mount Kailash.
Yeah, we also
I'm not going there, though.
No, people die up there, Michelle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll need my spaceship to get up there.
Yeah.
Or to be able to fly, which would be able to defy the false gravity that we have here and be able to lift up, you know, not be so heavy and not age. I think our false gravity in this false matrix has a lot to do with aging and the heaviness here.
Yeah, I know my friend Masaki posted something about Mount Kailash about fingernails growing faster for people up there or something too, a whole bunch of weird stuff that happens there. And we had a few more questions. One was if you can say what that Russian site was for the Schumann resonance or something like that. And also, is there a DNA activation technique to help unravel past lives or abilities? I know that you can't do that in 3 minutes, but
on the Russian site, I don't remember off the top of my head what it is. I'm sorry. Maybe I can get it to you and you can post it in the comments afterwards.
Okay.
What I would suggest for your DNA is everyone has the ability to activate their own DNA by vibrating their cells faster, talking to your cell. Your DNA exists in your cells. And you can imagine just going within one of your cells and talking to your body and saying, I activate my DNA. I bring light and love, forgiveness into my body. I love my body. All of these things there's several ways to do it. And you can come up with your own way to do it. You just got to know that you can do it. And like you said before, just the thought and knowing of how powerful you are literally can change things here. And the more you do it, the more you raise your vibrational frequency, the more that you connect with the new earth and bring that, magnetize that towards you, where the new reality of the new earth will be, where we will not age and we will not get sick and we will not have government and everything. It won't be, you know, completely 100% non-duality, but it will be where a non-consumptive reality where no one's feeding off of us, no parasites, and thus no reason to make us sick. Deliberately.
Got to let that inner spirit flame rise, you know, inside of us. Yep. We're almost out of time here, Michelle. I mean, if anybody just joined us just now, You can catch the repeat. We'll have that posted tonight, later tonight. And we are with Michelle Walling from michellewalling.com. And she's at cosmicstarseeds.com, exitthematrix.net.
howtoexitthematrix.com. Yeah.
howtoexitthematrix.com.
Yeah.
And she is a holistic life coach. She's a radio host. What is your show on, Michelle?
I like to pre-record my shows according to my schedule. I used to do perfect. Blog Talk Radio, but this is really cool what you're doing, being able to connect with people live. So cosmicawakeningshow.com is where you can find over 100 of my Cosmic Awakening shows, plus shows I've been on with other people. Cosmicstarseeds.com is a conglomerate of everything I've ever done. So, and michellewalling.com has all of those links on that site to get everywhere.
Well, thank you for joining us, Michelle. I would love to have you back on another time, and maybe I could join you on your show sometime. It's been great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, look, I'll bring you on my show. We'll talk about the Star Children.
Cool. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
Like always, say it with me, spiral out.
Good night.